Welcome back. Jazz vocalist Denise Times performs around the globe. She has sung at the White House for the Queen of England and is open for Tony Bennett. But as St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter found out, it's an annual concert in St. Louis that really touches her heart.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Can you tell me where my love can be? Is there a shadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be?
Denise Times, when you hear those lyrics, what are you thinking about?
I think about my mother, the late Mildred Times, and the beautiful person that she was, and the wonderful doting mother that she was, and wife.
That's from Live in the Lou. That's your most recent CD. Mother's Day is Sunday, and you have a long tradition of doing a concert at this time of year
Yes.
in honor of your mom, and
Yes.
for a good cause, too.
Yes. I lost my mother in 1997 to pancreatic cancer. And since then, we've launched the Mildred Times Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer. The Mother's Day concert was the first event that we did that originally we had been doing for so long, and then we turned it into a cancer awareness event as well. And this year, we're proud to announce that it's our 20th anniversary, and we will be at the wonderful Two Hill Performing Arts Center.
Did you ever expect when you began doing this it would turn into the event that it's become?
I did not. Basically, I did it because I was in Singapore when my mother was diagnosed. And when I got back, I wanted to do something that would honor her or a way that she could see me singing before, you know, God called her home. And I thought of a Mother's Day concert, and that's what we did. And sure enough, May of 1997 was her last time seeing me perform.
How did your mom feel about you being a singer? And I'm assuming she supported you over the years?
She most certainly did. As a matter of fact, my mother was the one that discovered that I could sing.
How did that happen?
She had a friend that was, you know, sort of a music person, musical person. Her name was Barbara. And she said, Barbara, I want you to come over here. I think my daughter really has talent. And I sang for Barbara. And Barbara said, she certainly does, Mildred. And of course, it just led between school and church, you know, that I continued singing.
How old were you when that happened?
I was about 7 or 8 when she told my mom that I had some talent.
So how did you pursue that? Did you take private lessons or what did you do?
I was a late bloomer, so to speak. I didn't take my first voice lesson until I was a freshman in college at Spelman College.
That's surprising.
And my vocal teacher was Dr. Carolyn Irving Brailsford. And that was my first vocal lesson. Well, let me back up. I did attend Merrimack Community College. And the wonderful Dr. Francis Gillette was someone that sort of coached me a little bit. But formally, lessons didn't happen until my freshman year of college.
Hmm. Tell me about Mildred DeWalt, your mom. And that's her maiden name.
That's her maiden name. Yes, it is. My mother was very soft-spoken. She was such a dedicated mom and a very dedicated wife. I saw two people in the home, my mom and my dad, you know, that made things happen. We never saw them argue. We never saw them fight. And she was just the kind of person that would roll her sleeves up and just make whatever looked impossible happen.
Was she musical or artistic in any way?
It's interesting that you asked that question because I remember one time being home from school. It must have been like my sophomore year. And my mother was on the stairs talking to a friend of hers. And she said to her friend, she says, you know, I always wanted to be a singer. And I never knew that about my mother. And she could sing, you know, she, of course, she didn't pursue it. And I was washing dishes and I cried because I felt like that my mother has sacrificed her dreams, you know, for her seven children.
But don't you feel like you're doing something for her in a way?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, how did Mildred DeWalt meet Lou Times?
They had a friend by the name of Jean Green. Jeannie, I believe, just turned 85 or 86, and she will be at my concert. She doesn't miss not a one. And my friend Jean introduced my mother and father, and from there, of course, was a wonderful relationship that turned into a great marriage of almost 40 years.
Mm. Of course, Lou Times, your dad, is a part of St. Louis radio history.
Yes.
I want to say maybe the first black DJ in St. Louis. Am I right about that?
No, he was sort of along with some other men, Spider Burke and, and Rodney Jones, I think I'm saying that right, who were before my dad. But he was just right up under that generation that were the pioneers.
So because your dad was in that business, did he encourage your singing? Was he all for that?
You know, my dad really didn't take my singing seriously until I started doing my Mother's Day concerts at the Sheldon. So it was a long time before he
really... Are you serious?
I am very serious. I would go to concerts that he would MC, and I would be behind stage, and, you know, I had a chance to meet all the wonderful stars, the Temptations, Gladys Knight, and Aretha Franklin, and, you know, a lot of the wonderful Motown icons. My dad knew I could sing. He knew that I always sang around the house, but he really didn't start really taking it seriously until after I was out of college. And then at that point, he did contact, you know, some people that he knew in the business to see if he can help make things happen. But a lot of people had, you know, gotten out of the business by that time.
There's another song on your CD, Live in the Lou, Willow Weep for Me, and that has special meanings to you too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Well, interesting you asked that question. Willow Weep for Me is when I did my live recording at what is now Jazz St. Louis, but it was Jazz at the Bistro. And there's a part in the song where I say, I want you to weep for my mother, weep for my father, weep for my sister, weep for my brother. And at the time when I sang the song, I had only lost my mother. And now when I sing the song, it has a deeper, more touching feeling because I've lost my father and I lost my sister.
Denise Times' annual Mother's Day concert will be Sunday, 5:30, and that's at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. And the big room, right?
In the big room, the AB room. Prior to that, we have a lavish buffet that begins at 3 p.m., Steve.
How lavish, Denise?
Very lavish, with blackened salmon, barbecue chicken, garlic mashed potatoes, and a carrot souffle to die for. Green beans with cranberries, salad, lemon and chocolate cake.
Wow.
Catered by Sess and Judy.
Did you have anything to do with the menu?
I did. You know, I love to eat. So I, you know.
Your mother would want you to. Look
yes.
at it that way, right?
Yes, yes. So, yeah.
So this is Denise Time and Friends. So who are your friends?
This year, we're so pleased to announce that we're having back again Mr. Tom Braxton. Tom is really known in the smooth jazz world. And as you know, Michael Ashloff and the crew, they always have their smooth jazz cruise. And Tom is on that cruise every year. He's a spectacular person and a wonderful musician. For the first time, we are bringing in Mr. Tamir Hendelman, of Los Angeles, California, on piano. And Tamir is now the touring musical director for Barbara Streisand. So I'm very lucky and blessed to get him. And I met Tamir in Los Angeles. I was supposed to do an event, the A-Frame. And of course, Cyrus Chestnut was supposed to do it with me, but he bombed out on me at the last minute. And so that's how I met Tamir. Uh-huh. And so Tamir and I have been in touch and working together, and he's a delight. And then the wonderful Miss Monique Marvez, she is a comedian, and you're talking about something funny. Can I tell you one of her jokes?
I wish you would.
One of her jokes is, I think someone called it a cougar joke. And she says, you know, my boyfriend is really young. She said, for his birthday, I took him to Legoland.
So it's going to be a classy evening.
It's going to be a very classy evening. With cougar jokes.
Denise, what goes into when you plan this as far as, you know, choosing your song selection, that sort of thing? What are you thinking about?
You know, first of all, I like to keep each event fresh. I never like to do a song, of course, that I've done before. Or, you know, a lot of people in the audience have probably followed me, you know, with Jazz St. Louis or other places that I perform, the Sheldon, you know, and so forth. And I just do material that, first of all, is they haven't heard. Secondly, songs that I feel that are a challenge to me, that I've always wanted to do, but they have to have meaning, of course. And then I also keep the musicians in mind, and musicians enjoy certain songs.
Right.
So I try to do a combination of all of that.
You know, I think Mother's Day is emotional for anyone, whether you have your mother or you don't.
Absolutely.
So I just imagine that it might be interesting what people might tell you after the concert, what a certain song means to them, or maybe they have a story about their mom. I bet you hear that, don't you?
I do. In the beginning, we did do a lot of healing type of songs, and so now I think I'm leaning more towards being more celebratory, you know, that we celebrate the lives of our mothers, those of us who have lost our moms. And, of course, we celebrate the lives of our mothers who are still living. And so now I kind of gear it more towards of helping you to not, because if I do a song, you know, it's going to take everybody there. And so I lean more now within the last 2 or 3 years of just creating wonderful music that will help you reminisce and celebrate the life instead of feeling very heavy.
Speaking of being celebrated, you were recently, and I just want to say congratulations because you just won a St. Louis Visionary Award.
Yes, I did.
So how was that?
Oh, that was exciting, very, you know, rewarding and humbling at the same time. I was introduced to those awards last year when Mrs. Thelma Stewart received the award, and in lieu of saying thank you or making a speech, she asked me to sing a song. And so little did I know that this year I would be receiving one. So I'm just very, very elated over that.
In conclusion, I'm kind of wondering about this. As a performer, I would think for you that every performance is personal in a lot of ways. But on Mother's Day, this one, for the reason you're doing it, especially so. So when you go out there, and this will be your 20th year on Mother's Day, when you go out there on that stage in front of an audience, that's one thing. After it's all over, is there anything that you do for Mother's Day that you made a little tradition, just maybe privately? Or
that is such a good question.
If it's not too personal.
No, it's not. One thing that I do is I'm able to, the next day, is to celebrate Mother's Day with my children. But my son will be making his debut on the Two Hill stage, and he will be co-emceeing, so to speak, with my brother.
Wow. And your brother, Lou.
Right, Lou Times Jr., uh-huh. The real JR. And so my son will be co-hosting the event, and I'm very excited about that. But to answer your question, the next day gives me a chance to spend that with them. Yeah.
Well, it's always great to see you. Thank you for being here
today.
Thank
you, Steve.
We're going to go out with another one of your songs, For Women. What's the story there for you?
My mother was a huge Nina Simone fan. As a matter of fact, I named my daughter after her. Her name is Simone. And this song was one of her favorite songs. And it's by Nina Simone. And I just want to do it for you, okay? And don't let the words offend you, okay?
Just don't, please. Okay. My skin is black. My arms are long. My hair is woolly. Strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name. Yellow. My hair is long between two worlds. I do belong. My father was rich and wise. He forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? My name is Sophronia. My skin is tan. My hair is fine. My lips invite you. My mouth like wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who has money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Pain. My name is Sweet Pain. Y'all don't want to go with me. So. Tony Simmons. Yeah! Thank you.